Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about It's All Fake. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, in case you can't tell, right now our world is faking gay. They tell us all kinds of shit. Yeah, like this guy, they got docked because he shot that other bitch. Yeah, supposedly he's racist and he's married to a Filipina bitch. Yeah, wrap your mind on that shit, right? Well, you wanted to work for the government, it is what it is. Ah, man, so much bullshit. Yes, all those ICE riots, for what? It's just because people wanna change America, yes. All this shit is not organic. There's people, they're trying to destroy this country because they're pieces of shit. Yeah, they know who it is who's doing this, but are they gonna stop it? No. Why? Because they wanna see America burn. Because these people are pieces of shit. Yes, friends, all this stuff leads to these people. Yes, we're doing it all for these cocksuckers. Why? Because we're stupid and we're good. But that's alright, our government is fucking shit anyways. But don't worry, people are waking up to this shit. Look at this lovely lady. She's talking about Social Security and what happened to her parents. She's saying that her parents put $1 million into Social Security and they didn't benefit. Shocker! Well, let's watch.
Social Security is such a joke. My mom passed away in November at 69 years old, and so me and my sisters have had to go through her finances. Her and my stepdad paid into Social Security, paid their taxes, their whole lives. My stepdad died at 61 before he ever took any Social Security out.
It sucks that you pay into the system just so other people benefit. That's bullshit.
And so my mom, because his Social Security was more, my mom could only take his Social Security and hers just goes back into the system.
Well, I don't know about you, but it really pisses me off knowing that all my blood, sweat, and tears, everything I put into the system, it just gets pissed away. It just disappears into the great ether. Yes, and for what? For what? Do you get anything out of this besides a big giant penis up your ass? No! Fuck this shit. Just saying.
Between the two of them, they paid over $1 million in Social Security throughout their lives. My mom now didn't take Social Security out till she was 65, and she died at 69. So she was getting like $32,000 a year.
That is so fucking stupid. We should do how Singapore does it. You have like what, a few bank accounts? One so you could buy a house? One for your medical bills? I forgot what the other one was for. Is it for education? I think. Yeah, we should do that here too. Yeah, you pay into that stuff and that's your money and it compounds and you need to use it for those things. For medical, for a house, or fucking, you know, shit like that for retirement. Yeah, why don't we do that? Instead of putting it in a pool so you go have these dirty fuckers, steal it! Yeah, you're not making it look better, you're making it into shit. But what do I know? Apparently I'm a stupid webpack. So let's continue.
Times four, not that much, $120,000 she's taken out. Literally the second you die, the funeral home tells the IRS and Social Security. That's like the first thing they do.
Of course, because the government stole that money fair and square. They want to keep every little fucking penny. Yes, friends, that's how the government is. You're just a number to them. Enjoy.
So they can stop your Social Security check. So Social Security profited like $900,000 off my parents. Then...
Well, guess what, sweetheart? We're all wage slaves. They're gonna make us work to the bone. And then when we're done, useful, they're gonna just throw us away. Yes, friends. That's how it is. The government doesn't give a shit about you. You're just a piece of it. Yeah, they're just a cog in the machine. These people are gonna use you. And they're gonna send it away to other people so they can start wars and fuck people over. Yes, friends. They're using you to build their fucking war machine. Ain't that fucked up, friends? Yes, this is the stuff that we gotta deal with, but it is what it is. Until we go into civil war. Yay!
Get taxed on Social Security. My mom was getting like $32,000 a year in Social Security, so 85% of that is taxed.
Yes, friends. Ain't that funny that they tax you on your money that you're going to use to retire and stuff? You would think because you're an individual and the government's so big and powerful, they say, oh, we're your loving parents here. Keep the change. No, they don't do that. They nickel and dime you. It's because they don't see you as a loving child. No, they see you as just a fucking thing to produce money. Yes. Enjoy, friends. Enjoy.
Thank God she didn't have a mortgage payment, because just property taxes, electric bills, medical bills, all of that is more than $30,000 a year.
Well, what can I say? The government says fuck you. So what should you tell the government? I know. Fuck you. Yes, they're stealing our shit, so enjoy.
What's even better is when someone dies, they send you a lump sum death payment of $255, which has...
Well, guess what, sweetheart? That's the government in a nutshell. You're thirsty and you ask for a glass of water and they give you a screwdriver. Yeah? What the fuck? It's not even an alcoholic drink. You just give me a regular fucking screwdriver. What the fuck's wrong with you? Go fuck yourself. Yes, friends, the government doesn't give a fuck about you. They give you this bullshit and say that that's fucking good enough. Is it good enough? No! Fuck these people! Fuck them all in the ass. Just saying. And remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only, and these are my delusionals, and apparently I'm fucking insane. So let's continue.
Changed since 1954. So in 1954, you could pay for your funeral with the death payment. Like, you can't even get, like, a plastic box for $255 these days. People have to take out loans to have a funeral for their family.
Yeah, the government can only give you the dignity of giving you a decent burial. Yeah, is that a loving government? No, they don't give a shit about you. And you people that want to give the government all these fucking powers, you're fucking stupid. So, so stupid.
I swear we already live in hell. Somebody try to prove me otherwise.
Yes, sweetheart, you're completely right. We are living in a fucked up fucking world. Yes, or you have to fucking be a bitch. You gotta sell your pussy on OnlyFans so you can make a couple of shekels because everything's super expensive. Yes, welcome to the future. The future is female. Enjoy. But no, this is not fucking fun. Yes, friends, all you gotta do is just move forward and fuck these people. Yeah, I know we have to pay taxes. For the meantime, until this shit goes popping. Yes, maybe in a year or two. Who knows? Yeah, things are going in breakneck speed. I didn't think it was gonna go this fucking fast, but... Ooh-wee. Who knows, man? Just don't die. Don't go do no crimes. Don't go to protests. Don't do nothing like that. Keep yourself safe until when the work happens, then you could shine. But not before, friends. So don't get in trouble. So you take care of yourself. I got stuff to do. I got my, job interview in a few hours from now, so hopefully I get it before I die. Yay, more fucking slavery. Anywho, I gotta go. You take care, friends. Goodbye.
I figured out how we're going to win the midterms and get rid of a bunch of Democrat voters. I just found out all Democrats are literally retarded. Can you believe this? Their average IQ is under 60. That's really low. What does this mean? It means they'll believe literally anything they hear on MSNBC. They're completely, totally retarded. They voted for Tim Walz, for God's sake. I'm telling you, this will work. Kyle, you gotta hear this one. It's genius. Pure genius. I'm gonna go on MSNBC and totally screw over the Democrats. What the hell are you talking about, fat ass? Listen, Jew, I'm gonna pose as a liberal snowflake who just graduated from the South Park Learning Center. You know, the place where they teach you how to cry about borders? I'll go on air like, fellow Democrats, I've done the legal research. Attacking ICE agents is totally justified under the Constitution. Rise up! What? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. You're gonna trick people into committing crimes? People could get hurt. How do you sleep at night? Exactly. I shoot them or arrest them for felonies. Then they can't vote, Kyle. It's like voter suppression, but funnier. Besides, their whole position is that all crimes should be legal. It's not entrapment if they were already gonna do it anyways. That's a terrible idea. There's no way that will ever work, and you're an asshole for even thinking of it. Is it a terrible idea, Kyle? Or do you just want open borders? Why do you hate America, Kyle? That's not very cool.
This is MSDNC, or something, with a breaking update on the Minnesota situation.
Oh my God! The news is on, sweetheart! Tell your boyfriend to come watch!
Breaking news! A little boy from the South Park Learning Center says it's legal to assault ICE agents.
As a student of the South Park Learning Center, I am qualified to give legal advice. Democrats can absolutely physically attack federal agents.
Are you sure it's legal? That seems really, really, really illegal.
Of course they can. It's like the law or something. I leered that at the Learing Center. Are you a fucking racist or something? Is that it?
No. I'm not racist. Let them do whatever they want. That's totally fine.
That's good. The Jews write your paychecks, and they're totally not racist. Not against any race ever. Keep that in mind.
Wait, we can just do that?
So who here has a car? Anybody have a car?
Oh, I do. I have a car.
Great. Can we have a little chat off to the side? A little powwow?
Powwow? What do you mean, powwow?
You're not even in this episode. Go hang out with Elizabeth Warren or something.
That's fine. We're already citizens.
You know what would be cool? You should get in your car and drive at them. What are they going to do? You're a white lesbian. Seriously.
Are you sure that's a good idea? They're arresting an illegal immigrant, and I don't know what to do. How do we stop this?
Of course it's a good idea, you stupid bitch. Now get in your car, don't listen to any of their directions, and try to run them over.
Stop arresting that criminal. I have a legal degree from the Minnesota Learing Center.
Stop the fucking car. She's coming right for us. Oh, my God. She did it. She actually did it. What a retard. I told you guys they're all retards. Yeah.